This is Ozarks at Large. We're going back a few years now for a story that first aired on our show in 1997. The Ouachita Mountains have many similarities with the Ozark Mountains of northwest Arkansas, but the Ouachitas in southwestern Arkansas have something the Ozarks don't have: quartz. 23 years ago, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich took us to a quartz mine near Hot Springs.
Industrialists demand piezoelectricity from it. New Agers crave to do mojo with it. Gemstone collectors spend millions on it. And I, along with my intrepid nephew, Joshua James Bennett, we're about to embark upon an expedition for it. What is it? The mysterious and sparkly quartz crystal. We chose a cool and cloudy day to travel Highway 7 deep into the heart of the Ouachitas. Never having seen a crystal mine before, I imagined myself wandering the passages of a dimly lit cave, walls encrusted in crystalline stalactites and stalagmites, which I would gingerly tap off with my stone hammer into my overflowing basket of clear, sparkly quartz. Right mineral, wrong scenario. Of a half dozen mines available for public digging, we landed at Ron Coleman Mining, Inc. in Jesseville, where years of excavation have created a huge open-pit mine. Computer-calibrated earth-moving equipment moved tons of earth daily, from which quartz is handpicked, washed off, soaked in oxalic acid to remove iron oxide stains, then distributed worldwide. Kevin Coleman, son of Ron Coleman, oversees the day-to-day operations of the 50-year-old mine. For decades, the mine was owned by various foreign corporations and governments and operated by the Coleman family. In 1987, Ron Coleman purchased the property for $3 million and created a tourist attraction, complete with a gift shop, wholesale showrooms, campground, and restaurant.
The German government and the Canadian government and the Japanese government all owned it at different times, owned this mine. And we leased it as to mine specimens from. They only mined it for commercial quartz, for electronic uses. That's all they mined. They didn't want specimens. So it would, at different times, we had leased it, and then probably maybe 10 years ago now, my father bought it back. So it's now actually in the family.
What are the perimeters of the mine? What acreage are we talking about?
The actual pit encompasses 52 acres. We've probably got another 100 acres adjoining.
Quartz, or silica, is a hard, brittle, durable mineral that exhibits clear, prismatic, elongated crystals. 99% of all quartz crystals mined in the United States comes from Arkansas. In 1967, the Arkansas General Assembly established Act 128, designating quartz crystal as the official state mineral. Coleman claims his family's mine in particular yields the largest volume of specimen quartz noted for its clarity. While part of the lesser-grade quartz is sold for industrial use, the clear, unbroken points and clusters are sold for jewelry, museum pieces, art projects, and for resale.
The quartz only goes down to the slate. And most every place, it's 10, 12 feet to the slate. Here, we've got places almost 200 feet. There's quartz in a band from here to Mount Ida, almost anywhere you mine. The government dug like 20 survey pits, a quarter mile long, 20 feet deep, hit quartz in every one of them. Back in the 40s, looking for the war effort. It's just hard to find a place that's deep enough to have any substantial amount.
So when you prepare a mine, you remove the trees, and then you start dozing the surface and you blast. How do you get to the quartz layer itself?
Getting to the quartz layer is partly know-how, partly knowing the lay of the land, how the veins run. We'll use heavy equipment to move all the overburden, and yes, we do some blasting, but the majority of it's just handwork.
Like gold, quartz is found in stratified veins, with all the crystal points laying north to south, indicating that the Earth's magnetic field somehow play a role in their formation. Quartz crystals grow in a right-handed spiral from the nucleating site of a small trace of silica. As the spiral emerges, the quartz terminates to form a facet, then repeats the process until six facets are formed. All quartz have these characteristic six facets.
Have things slowed down? There was a huge New Age flurry there for a bit of time where people were very entranced with crystals and thinking they had contained these metaphysical powers. Has that slowed down, cut back a little bit?
That has slowed down. That's been slowing down for probably two or three years now. Right now, as far as our major market, is Taiwan. We have a huge wholesale market in Taiwan right now.
What are the Taiwanese doing with the crystals?
It's some sort of New Age movement there that, with the religion that they have, they think they have to have a crystal in every household. I really don't know what they do with them.
So do these stones make you feel good?
Yeah, more I sell, the better I feel.
I paid the $20 mining fee, put on gloves, grabbed my picks, several buckets, my dog, Maple Girl, and headed down the mountain with Joshua into what looked like a vast, terraced, red clay wasteland. With no time to waste, Joshua bore into the mountain of loose fill, which dozers had brought up from the 300-foot-deep mine. Maple, normally a rather nervous-natured dog, reclined nearby. She was peculiarly mellow. Other itinerant crystal hunters worked feverishly around us in search of the icy ore, including Patty Klez from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Have you found anything?
Well, I found one in particular here that I thought looked real good.
Oh, it's wonderful. Is it a double point? No, it is. It's crystal. It's clear.
Yeah, it's real clear. I mean, I'm not sure I like crystals, but I'm not real sure what I'm looking for either.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of cloudy, weird, misshapen hunks here, and then there's some really...
Yeah, look at this one. Let's see. So, I don't know.
That one is as big as your hand. It's huge.
Yes.
And it has wonderful facets. That's a huge crystal. You should be happy about that one.
I am.
Patty's son, Brandon, just over at the next mound, was into it.
Are you excited? Is this really cool?
This is actually really exciting. Turning over rocks and hoping that there's something really big under there.
While most of the crystal hunters happily mucked through the mire in search of bounty, several clearly were not happy with their personal mining experience.
You're shaking your head. You got some sweat on you. Not having much luck.
It's not any fun.
Oh, you're not having fun.
No, it's boring to me.
Oh.
I have to work too hard to find anything.
Oh, so you'd rather just walk into the store and purchase one?
Yes.
Well, you've managed to stay awfully clean compared to everybody else.
I don't know how.
Your companion over here is laughing. How's your luck? How's your luck going?
Well, I really don't know. I've got some rocks that I think are pretty, but I don't know if they're right or...
Well, let's look inside. Oh, you have some pretty rocks.
Thank you. Yeah.
I suddenly felt agitated. The time had come. Stashing the radio equipment, I grabbed my pick and started digging. It wasn't long before I realized that these crystal operations offer little instant gratification. You really have to sort through lots of dirt just to find one intact crystal worth keeping, unless you have an eye for it, like lead miner Daryl Crumpton, who came by to show off his mineral dowsing prowess to me.
Daryl, how many years have you been working out here?
Oh, probably between 25 and 30.
So you came out here with a look what you picked up.
Let's go right over here.
You walk along, everybody is out here pawing through the dirt, but you walk along and find these huge, crystal clear, giant pieces. It's kind of frightening, actually. Are you a magician? I know. You seed them. You plant them in the dirt, and then you come out later to impress the customers. Is that right?
Not possible.
As we walked around a freshly dozed area, Daryl pointed out dozens of half-buried crystals to me, which he dug up and handed over. Soon, my hands were overflowing with muddy silica.
I'll show you mine.
After you turned it in. That's so clear. That one's really clear.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours. That is just a stunner. And look at the little ones nested at the base of it, too. Very nice. It looks like a piece of ice.
Over there in the bank beside where she was looking.
Got a bucket of water anywhere?
I thought I saw a bucket with water in it.
No, my dog would like to drink some of it. Maple, what's it like to be out here every day? Do you feel good? Does it just feel good?
It's nothing like it. I mean, it's just one of those things that... You know, you get to finding this stuff, you just get feeling better about it, and it just, aches and pains, all that stuff, it just goes away.
So when people ask you what you do for a living, Daryl, what do you tell them?
Mine quartz crystal.
What is their response to that?
Well, everybody would like a chance to do this, you know. It's probably once in a lifetime people get a chance to do this. Everybody like to find a few, you know, when they come and mine, so... We try to help them all we can.
You were telling me that you work in air-conditioned conditions down in...
Swimming pools. Swimming pools.
You have swimming pools and air conditioning down in the giant cavern.
Handmade.
Handmade.
Right.
Well, sounds like the equipment's starting up. Thank you so much, Daryl.
Right. Thank you. All See right. you later.
Okay.
I wandered back over to where Josh had conquered a huge pile of dirt. After all, it was his idea to come down here, so I asked him, why crystals?
Well, significance for me is, for one, they're really beautiful, and secondly, they bring me good feelings because of that beauty. They're just good to have around you. They're really neat to share with your family or friends.
5 hours later, Josh and I walked out of the mine with several 5-gallon buckets full of muddy quartz. My nephew would end up giving most of his treasure away. Me, I now have crystals in my gardens, the bird bath, my spring water jug, along my bedroom window ledge, and next to my computer. It's fabulous. At some point, when the mine plays out, the site will be handed over to the Arkansas government and turned into a state park, Coleman said. Until then, thousands of people will travel great distances to dig in piles of dirt in search of the perfect crystal. Reporting from the mines of Jesseville, Arkansas, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Our archives on 2020 editions of Ozarks at Large are made possible in part through support from the Women's Giving Circle at the University of Arkansas.